So I'm sat here in the Royal London Yacht Club in Cowes, and you can probably hear in the background that Cowes Week is being dismantled. I'm really pleased to have with me Owen Palmer, who restored the most marvellous boat, which is in St. Catherine Docks at the moment, and it's called Haven Gore.
Yes.
Owen, it's lovely to have you with us. Thank you for joining us. I think Haven Gore has been called probably the most seen boat in the world, because I know it was used in Churchill's funeral to take him down the Thames, and I think about a tenth of the population of the world at that time watched him on television.
Yes, indeed. You're right, James. The Churchill funeral itself was, at that stage, the largest funeral in the world ever televised, and it was also probably not known that it was also the first live telecast to go to across the Atlantic, transatlantic. So that just brought in a huge, huge world audience, international audience. 350-odd million people saw it live, and of course I think it was somewhere, it was certainly over 100 heads of state and princes and principalities were all attended, which is, if you can imagine today that happening in today's climate and all of that, would be very difficult to manage.
That's amazing. Well, we're putting a picture of the Haven Gore on the Vectis website.
Wonderful.
So that people can see it. It's a beautiful old boat, but originally I think it was used as a survey vessel for the Port of London Authority.
Port of London Authority had it. It was built in 1952. It was built by Tufts of Teddington, and they used to be involved with VOSPRs, and so it was very much on the lines of a Fairmile type vessel, full teak and all of that, and just under 100 feet, 96 feet at the waterline. She was replaced then with more modern technology and faster vessel and things like that, and put to rest in 1991, I think she was decommissioned.
Right.
I picked her up quite unusually. I was over here on business, picked up a sailing magazine. As you probably know, I'm from New Zealand. I live in Australia, live in Sydney. And I picked up the sailing magazine, and we were interviewing people, and it's a boring old business interviewing people. So I said to my wife, I see a boat there's coming up for tender, and it might be ideal for what we want to do. And that was the start of it, and I went down and had a look at it, and she was laying in Gravesend at the time, a very, very poor state, an extremely poor state. It had a list of probably 15, 18 degrees, a lot of bird crap on the stuff, and all of that sort of stuff, and vertigrees and stuff like that. But her engines were still going, and the Port of London Authority took me out, let me have a look at it, and said, "Do you want to make a tender for this?" And I did.
So the Haven Gore transferred its purpose, really, from being a survey ship somehow to being the ship that carried Winston Churchill, and then later, of course, it was used quite recently at the Queen's Jubilee for carrying members of the royal family. Why was the Haven Gore chosen as a boat for such special purposes?
I'm not quite sure about the answer, but I believe the answer is just that Churchill's funeral, first of all, was a high security risk and things like that, and it was to certainly allow the public to see more of Churchill than just in the streets, and so it was a lot easier to use that great waterway of the Thames. But he was also instrumental in setting up the Port of London Authority. Churchill, when he was head of Board of Trade, I believe, or something like that, he set it up, and I think that honour was sort of passed to the Haven Gore, and she happened to be then the pride of the fleet.
Yeah, and when you first saw it, did you sort of look through the bird crap and think this can be an absolute beauty?
No, I didn't. I actually stood on board the deck, slipped over, just arrived from Australia, slipped over, still jet lagged, covered myself in bird crap and slime and stuff like that, picked up the phone, rang my wife and said, this is not really a good idea. In fact, it's a terrible idea. I'm cold, I'm wet and it's damp and I've just slipped over. And she said, look, go and dry yourself out, my friend. Dry yourself out, find a pub, sit next to a pub fire. Tomorrow you may feel better, but Haven Gore will still have that history that you think is going to work.
Wow. So, Owen, I think you took on Haven Gore really as a labour of love, didn't you?
Well, no, I don't believe I started it as a labour of love. It certainly became a labour of love after some time. I bought the Haven Gore to be the platform for learning and understanding for young people to help a charity that I was setting up with young children and that. And it seemed to me to be the right thing to do and an opportunity that it should be able to help young children understand that they can become very, very influential in what they like to do if they try hard, as Churchill showed.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. So you were sort of helping children to, what, team build and
yes,
get confidence?
All of that. And being pride was, at that stage, in my opinion, wasn't great in England. It was a shame to me that with all this wonderful history and things that Britain had done for the world, that Britain itself was suffering under some sort of depression and depressive state.
Yeah.
And so just to have this pride and understand that, you know, these things can be done if you get off it and do it.
Would you do it all again?
I don't think I could.
I'm
too old.
But if you wound back the clock, would you do it again?
Oh, yes, I would. The naivety of most of us that come from the southern hemisphere, I think we have this can-do attitude, but that is coupled with the fact that invariably we're quite naive about what we're actually trying to achieve. I thought I could do this in about 2.5 years.
Yeah.
It took me nearly 10. And wow. So would I think about putting another 10 years away at a time? Possibly not. But, James, it was without doubt the most exciting time of my life. I met some of the nicest people and the greatest people that I'd ever had as just through owning the Haven Gore.
Well, I mean, you've done an amazing degree of service to the Great Britain.
I would hope so.
It's extraordinary.